Okay, we're headed to Nashville, third year in a row. It's a real good city. We are going to open there. It's always exciting to open. Opening weekend, two good football teams. You know, really looking forward to the opportunity to take all the hard work, all the preparation leading up to this first opportunity to get out there and go play. And excited to get a look and see if all that hard work pays off. And we see, you know, the results that we're looking for. So really looking forward to it. Questions?
Anything else?
Nothing. First one.
What do you think about the progression that Marcus Mariota has made since he's came? Like, there was some question mark whether or not he'd be able to make the transition to actually evolve into a pretty.
Yeah, I don't think there were many questions about his ability to play. Yeah, I had a tremendous career in college, and that's carried over. I mean, he's a good football player. I think both teams go in with quarterbacks that, ironically, were hurt on the same day. They both have rebounded and, you know, had good off seasons. I think Derek probably came back a little quicker, but they're both back, and they're both good young players. I think that's certainly part of the storyline for this week. You know, two guys that are good players. I know both teams are glad they have their guys, and they're both healthy and ready to roll.
You've been a progress of Gary on Conley. Do you expect to see him on the field on Sunday?
Well, I expect to see him today. We'll see how the week goes. You know, and we'll know more about Sunday as we go through the week.
You'd be hard pressed to find another team in the league that's away from home as much as you guys are this season. You open 3 or 4 on the road, again 3 or 4 on the road. You've got a 2-game East Coast swing that you guys must stay out for, and then one of your home games, your international, Mexico. This is where it starts, this first road game, this first game of the season. How have you approached this whole calendar ahead with your team, just about getting, you know, mindset, the right mindset going on the road?
Yeah, I think as an organization, we recognize that. As a team, we recognize that. We take them one at a time, you know, in terms of dealing with the team. But certainly, you know, we put a plan together in terms of how we want to approach the season, how we can minimize the impact of all the traveling that we're going to do, how we can travel really well and take care of business on the road, and all the adjustments, all the things that we need to do to take care of our players, put them in the best position, you know, to have success. That's what we'll work towards. But what I ask the team is to keep it simple. You know, we recover from the last one, we prepare for the next one, and then we go compete our butts off. And that's the process you hear me talk about all year.
When you're dealing with a specific early start on when you're traveling, what sort of strategies do you encourage players to implement to take care of their bodies? I'm sure as a coaching staff, as a coach, you adjust your schedule to best prepare for that travel.
Yeah, I typically keep that kind of stuff in-house. I don't share the strategies with the league, but we certainly have some we believe in, and we try to educate our guys the best we can.
Coach, you touched on Marcus earlier, but he really came on the second half of last year. What do you see now that has made him so much more effective as an NFL?
Well, like any young player, I think he's just, you know, growing in the position. You know, there's so many demands at the quarterback position. But he's got mobility, he's got arm strength, he's got accuracy, he's intelligent. So, you know, all the things you're looking for in a good young quarterback.
Be a lot of interest nationally to see how Marshawn Lynch does, being away for a year. I mean, that's pretty uncharted territory. A lot of guys haven't done that. Do you think you know what you're going to see?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. I know what I hope I'm going to see. You know, it's every season's a new, you know, a new year with new opportunities, new storylines. You know, to me, we're excited about the work we put in building up to this opportunity to get started. And Marshawn's a piece of that. You know, there's several stories out there.
Yeah.
And at some point, we'll start writing those chapters. And, you know, at the end of the year, there'll be a book on what it was. And so we're getting ready to see. You know, I think that's the great thing about, you know, competition, a league like we're in where, you know, there's a great opportunity to change your roster from year to year and improve it one way or another. And so we all work hard. We all think we did a good job putting our rosters together. Now we get to let it unfold, and we'll get to see.
And Jack, there's obviously a report about Sebastian, his contract status, and mentioned some back issues. Are you worried at all? Will he kick Sunday, and is he healthy and ready to kick him?
Well, I'm not good about forecasting things. I think, you know, we'll see how he goes through the work week. There was concern early in the week that you know, we'll need to see how he does, how he responds. We had some kickers come in here to make sure that we're prepared in the case that he's not able to go, that we're covered. So that's really it. I think it kind of took on a life of its own with a lot of people reporting and speculating, but we're just doing our due diligence, and you know, we'll see how the week goes.
No other kickers here today?
We have our group today, our battery, our normal battery.
Coach, what are you expecting to see from Markell this week as he goes up against guys like DeMarco and Delaney Walker and just a good offense in general?
Yeah, I was waiting for that question. I figured that would be, you know, one that would be a part of this conversation. You know, I can't wait to see our guys play. You know, we'll see. We put a lot of time and effort into developing our guys. That'll remain a story until it's not. You know, and he's doing real well. I'm sure you won't ask about it much. So we'll just let that unfold. We're looking forward to, you know, rolling out our guys. It's a team game. You know, as a team, you know, we'll put our team against their team, and that's what we do come Sunday. So he's part of it. He's done a good job in his role.
What about Eddie and how he's kind of meshed over the course of the summer? Now he's getting ready to play his first game.
Yeah. I mean, it's another young guy that's going to play, and we expect him to play and do his job and do well. Oh, yeah. I think the great story about Eddie is how fast he transitioned in from a guy who didn't get much of the offseason into a guy that really applied himself early in camp, showed up early in camp, and never really took a step backwards. I mean, he's really just kind of been full speed ahead. And so I think, you know, both of those guys have earned their position, and, you know, we look forward to watching them play.
When you take kind of the wide angle view, how confident are you that the defense has made progress since last year?
I'm more confident than a lot of other people. But again, you know, you get the chance to prove it. I think talk is cheap. No sense in really trying to proclaim anything. We'll get to see. I think we've put in a lot of good hard work. We've got a good group of guys that are really looking forward to the challenges that are in front of us. So, you know, that's what it's all about, preparing and then going out and competing. And I like where we are that way.
You like the focus that you've seen in terms of, you've talked a lot about keeping a focus only on what's within the team and not being concerned about any outside expectations or ancillary stories. I mean, a lot of stuff's going on between Donald Penn and Garyon's situation early and Marshawn not standing for the anthem. There's always one thing after another, but do you think any of that stuff at all has permeated this team in any way?
Well, I think it helps you guys have interesting stories, but beyond that, I don't think it has much to do with us playing good football. I think for us, it's about, you know, taking the opportunity that we have and going out and playing well. And we've got a good group of guys, you know, and we've got a good staff. And, you know, together, you know, we're looking forward to the next opportunity we have to go compete.
Kind of a weird schedule every year. You guys go to Nashville now every year.
Yeah, it's a good city.
Yeah, that's lots of ground. I'm not playing too much
spot.
Nashville.
Yeah.
But you guys win, obviously, also. Is that kind of good for your confidence? You guys have gone there 2 years in a row and won there, and the team, I'm sure, is aware of that.
I don't think you carry anything forward. I think you understand maybe some of the guys that are there that were with us understand some of the circumstances, what it's like to travel there, what it's like to play in that stadium, some of those things. But, no, I think you know, we recognize they're a good football team. We're a good football team, and we need to go in there and battle.
All set?
Okay. Defensively, the challenge ahead with this offense, they like to do a lot pre-snap, a lot of motioning, a lot of just shifting around. What do you see from them in terms of what they're trying to accomplish, and how do you have your defense key against it just to prepare accordingly?
Yeah, that's kind of strategy stuff. So, you know, we'll see how that unfolds on Sunday.